From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the Clyburn Piano Competition aims younger than it ever has before. We'll start with news about same-sex marriage. Just days before the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the issue, this state bans gay marriage. But today, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the state can't stop a lesbian couple's divorce. Today's ruling focused on the divorce of Angelique Naylor and Sabina Daly. They were married in 2004 in Massachusetts and divorced 5 years later in Austin. Governor Greg Abbott challenged the divorce while he was still Texas Attorney General. Abbott argued unsuccessfully that a divorce couldn't be granted in a state where the marriage isn't recognized. The Dallas Arboretum is full of life right now. Bright blossoms, busy honeybees, and one plant that stands out above the rest. KERA's Courtney Collins explores the crazy cycle of life and death of the Queen Victoria agave.
Most kids at the Children's Adventure Garden are there for the playgrounds, water toys, and games. Even the youngest guests can't help but admire the towering Queen Victoria agave.
It's very tall and kind of spiny and looks a little prickly.
Emily Bayless was stunned to learn the plant was actually 20 years old, and its skinny flower stalk stands over 15 feet tall.
It's pretty cool that it can live that long and grow so high.
What's also cool is the agave is flowering, something it only does once. What's not so cool? After the bloom comes doom.
As soon as the flowers are all finished, those that were pollinated will go to seed. And then it will also produce some adventitious pups. That means they're little baby plants that form along the flower stem. And then the mother plant dies.
As in, dries out, turns brown, and keels over. Kevin Wiley is the horticulture manager for the Children's Adventure Garden and says it will be a loss when this agave dies. They'll be able to replant a lot of its seeds, so the legacy will live on.
I'm just a nerd about these kind of plants, and so when I saw this one start to bloom, I knew it was something special.
The agave will only bloom for another week or two. So if you want to see it before it starts to wither, the clock is ticking. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Check out pictures of the Queen Victoria agave dwarfing 10-year-old Emily and her sister at KERANews.org. The Van Cliburn Foundation is aiming for a new generation of pianists, kids. This weekend brings the Cliburn's first international competition for 13 to 17-year-olds. The main Cliburn, held every 4 years, has helped launch careers, and an amateur contest has enlivened off years. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, some wonder whether the newest effort is putting too much pressure on musicians too soon.
When you're good at 25, which is about the age of most of the main Cliburn competitors, you were probably already amazing at 15, says Jacques Marquis, head of the Cliburn Foundation. That's because, he says, you began playing at 5 or even 4.
If we can kind of scout the field when they're young, we can at least first offer them a platform to measure their skills and learn more about the piano world. And second, we can also maybe interest them of the Cliburn brand.
But does the Cliburn really need to worry about marketing? That's the question from pianist and longtime music writer Stuart Isikoff.
If someone is going to have their eyes on competitions, they're certainly going to think of the Cliburn, maybe first, because it's so big, it's so important, the rewards are so great.
For example, the gold medalist from the 2013 Cliburn, Vadim Kolodenko, won 2 years of international concert bookings, professional management, and $50,000. Because of the rewards, pressure on main Cliburn competitors is intense. Stuart Isikoff worries gifted kids in the new junior contest may be too young to handle that kind of stress.
There are some very sensitive kids who may have great talents and should be carefully nurtured and not put under too much pressure too soon.
That's why the Cliburn's Marquis says the week's schedule intentionally includes some low-stress time, like tomorrow's welcoming get-together dinner at the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History. The kids will live the week together in TCU dorms, then unwind next weekend at a closing party at the Fort Worth Zoo. In between, Marquis thinks these kids will handle the competitive pressures.
They have this unique pre-mind about the playing the piano. They want to share the music with others. And I think they play without fear. You get the fear at 17, 18, when you realize that you're almost there. At 15, you go there and say, hey, enjoy.
Yu Lan Ji, a 15-year-old from Beijing, has been playing for about half her life. Now a pre-college student at Juilliard in New York, she's no fan of competitions, and she feels the pressure. But she's also a Clyburn Junior competitor.
For me, it's more like a learning experience, because every time I go to a big competition, I don't just expect to win anything or to do anything big, but all my peers, I learn so much from them, and I think that's why we compete.
She's already in Fort Worth for a piano festival and master classes, along with 17-year-old Adam Balog from Hungary. They're competitors, but they're also pals. Yulan gives Adam a high five when she learns they've both lived mostly on their own to study away from home since they were 14.
Competitions for me are not something where I have my enemies. And I think what she said before, that we all prepare and we all do our best, I think it shouldn't be even called competing. We're just here to get experiences.
And publicity. Adam wants to make a life in music, but says he still has lots to learn, though that hasn't kept him from posting a music video on YouTube. Seminars during the Van Cliburn Jr. will provide some lessons for these young pianists. In between competition performances, there will be sessions with top players on everything from launching new careers to selecting the right piano and repertoire. Lessons that might come in handy if they choose to enter the main Clyburn competition when they're older. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
For the evening, you can expect mostly clear skies with a low near 76. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 93. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.